morning. It is morning. It's 11:22 a.m. here on Sunday, April the 9th, Easter Sunday, 2023. We're going for sciences today. The good news is that I got the new USB device late yesterday afternoon. And when I tested it, it worked sort of pretty well, except that when I managed to sync it to the phone, it ignored the microphone being plugged in and instead used the onboard microphones in the device, which were pretty good, but has no wind barrier, has no clip. It has a magnetic disc that you allegedly put on the dashboard of your car so that you can attach it to the dashboard of your car and operate hands-free with your phone and output audio to the radio or whatever sound system you have, which is pretty good. And if I had noticed that in the images of the device, when I looked it up, the plugs all had only two rings, not three, which would have told me that the headphone jack wouldn't work for what I wanted it for. So we're back to square one. Well, we're back to minus one, because I started thinking about, all right, what problem am I trying to solve here? I'm trying to solve a recording problem. At its root, what I want to be able to do is start the recorder, stick it in my pocket, and forget about it until I get home, so that I can do things like take a drink of water, or blow my nose, or scratch my ear. Whatever. Anyway, TMI, sorry about that. So I started thinking about, well, all right, maybe what I need is to not get a jawbone, the one ear headset that has a little microphone boom attached to it, and you hook it over your ear and It acts like the phone. It's the extension of the phone for hands-free operation of your phone. And Jawbone was one of the early ones. There are now dozens of them, but they're all the same basic form. One earbud, a little boom microphone that sticks forward from it, and Bluetooth to connect to the phone. Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy. The problem with them is that they don't have a windscreen. They're not meant to be used out of doors. They're used in the car or in an office, indoors anyway, in an enclosed space where wind is not blowing in your face all the time. So I really wanted to use this microphone that has a little windsock on it. And it's got pretty easy. Easy, dog. Whoa. See if I can get beyond this dog here. So I really wanted to use this microphone. And the microphone has a three ring, I don't know, is it 3.5 millimeter micro plug thing. So if you've got the right socket, the microphone lines up with the microphone and the line in, and everything's fine. So I started looking, and like for another $40 or so, I could buy a recorder. And hashing it over with Evan, his question was, don't you have an old MP3 player or something just hanging around the house? And I wish I still had my old iRiver IFP 499, the one I originally used for recording quarter share and half share too, if I remember correctly. Because that actually would have been the answer. But I don't. What I do have are my old Galaxy Notes. So I started messing around and I found two. Somewhere there's an old BlackBerry in my house, I don't know where. But while they are no longer connectable to the network, to the phone, they are connectable to Wi-Fi. Which is one of the reasons I kept them, is it's sort of like backup Wi-Fi tablet. I can use my Kindle on them and connect to the Wi-Fi in the house, and whenever I'm reading around the house, it works just fine. So, of course, they were dead as doornails. They've been sitting on a shelf, tucked away, since I changed over to my current phone. Samsung Galaxy Note S20. Not the Ultra, just the plain old S20. Which I got sometime apparently in 2021. About this time of year, as a matter of fact. But I also found an older one. And I'm thinking, what the hell is this thing? And it wouldn't fire up, of course, because the battery was dead. But I managed to find a cord and let it charge overnight. And it fired up. It fired up. It took a while. It took a long while for the battery to sort of come back to life again. But, yeah, I took it out of its case. I looked in the back. I did all the things. And lo and behold, it's the original Galaxy Note. It's the very first one that Samsung produced for the US. Released in 2011. So the phone is 10 years old. And it is so slow. Oh my God. At any rate, I managed to get them both running. And I'm recording on the Samsung Note 3 right now. Rather than trying to screw around with Bluetooth anymore, this Note has the input jack, the direct input jack. It's for headphones, but it works for the microphone. I did a little 1-minute test run of it before I committed to doing this, but it seemed to work. So I'm recording this on my Note 3, the old one, and it even has some of the old Talking on My Morning Walk recordings on it. They're not that old. They're like April 2021. Which makes this phone, which I got apparently in 2021, only 2 years old, Easter egg hunt in progress here. I saw one hidden right there behind the fire hydrant. I didn't see anything. Dog found it. So this S20 is only 2 years old. And already the socket is wonky. And I'm like, that's not good. It's probably wonky because I've just abused the shit out of it. Oh yeah, easy boy. Boy, the big fella. Now, I'm not exactly sure why I changed from the S3, or the Note 3, because it's not an S, it's just Note 3, to the S20, other than perhaps I just wanted a new phone. Because the plug, the audio jack, seems to be pretty solid. I'm not too sure about the power plug. It might have been a power issue. But if this works, then at least for the moment, perhaps for the summer anyway, I've got a recorder. It was kind of an expensive digital recorder, but what the hell? Morning. So anyway, this episode is for science. We'll see what it looks like when I get it put over on the Linux machine. I can use the Wi-Fi. It actually connects to Gmail. I could mail it to myself. But I need to be on Wi-Fi for it to work. Be that as it may, it seems to be working. Coming up on it, get ready, say it with me. Monk post. So I have the phone in my pocket. I don't know if it's noisy. I don't know what's going on with it. I just plugged it in. I stuck it in my pocket. It's for science. We'll see how it works out. Adventures in bread making. I think I talked about making a yeast sponge the other day. And yeah, the bread came out really good in terms of crumb, in terms of texture, and really in terms of taste. And the reason, I'm pretty sure, is that I forgot to put in the salt. I was so tied into putting the sponge together that I neglected to add the salt afterwards. I put the extra flour in, but not the salt. So yeah, the deal with the sponge is you do basically 100% hydration on the flour. So 1200 grams of flour, which yields 2 loaves. I could probably do 1,000 grams of flour, 2 500s, and then 500 grams of water, or 600 grams of water, depending on whether I'm making, depending on how much flour. But basically half the flour, and all the water, and a little bit of sugar, and the yeast. And then you give it an hour or so to rise to sponge up. Then you add in all the rest of the ingredients, which turns out to be flour, and the salt that I forgot. Probably could put the salt in first. Could probably put the salt in with the water. I don't know what the salt does to the yeast. So I have these two loaves of bread that are sort of, they're okay. Nothing to write home about. I made French toast this morning. Yeah, sucker full of egg. Slather it with syrup, a little butter. Didn't really notice there was no salt. Could probably make a bread pudding out of the other loaf. Just to get it eaten up so I can make another, try another batch, another experiment. All the families, all the visiting going on here today. There's cars everywhere. I'm walking by the back of this house. They've got some sort of family conflagration going on. Here goes an Amazon delivery truck. That's interesting. Guy trying to bungee cord down a smoker in the back of his pickup truck. That's gonna go well. So anyway, it's a lovely morning. It is, I don't know if I mentioned, 62 degrees. Partly cloudy. There's a lot of blue sky. There's a lot of clouds, but there's a lot of blue sky. So a little bit of breeze. Feels good. I'm wearing double hoodies still, but I have a feeling trying to get warm is going to be less of a problem going forward. I got my writing done this morning. I'm still about 20%. No, I'm about 40%. Between 35 and 40% of the way through this comb out pass. It's going really quick. It's like 15-20% a day. So another few days and I should have this one combed out and ready to send to Karen. And I can start the last book. If I can get that one done before she even starts the next one, then I can start The Wizard's Cap. And that's, I'm really looking forward to being able to start drafting new words again. That's, that's really exciting. Not that these Ishmael books are not exciting. They are. The first one was a wreck. This one's pretty good. This one, actually, I did all my meandering around, I did all my false starts, I did all the weird stuff, trying to find the story. By the time I got to the end of book one, I had the story, or at least the root of the story. And then I kept writing, and writing, and writing, and writing, and writing. That story seems to be pretty close to being intact. I like the way it unfolds. So that's good. Another drink. The syrup it was too sweet. It's sticky in my mouth. which doesn't help with the dry mouth issues. So comes a guy with a dog. Park is greening, beginning to green up here a little bit. What looked mostly brown and gray the other day has got a little tinge of green. The grasses are beginning to green up a bit. A couple of days of 60 degree weather made a big difference. The spiky bushes are all looking really green down in the park area. Good morning. Give him and his dog plenty of room. I'm reading a lit RPG at the moment. Because seeing these, oh look, a big hawk, what is that? It looks like a broadwing. I don't think it's a harrier, although it might be. He's a long way away. I can't really tell what kind of colors he's got. His short tail looks like a BDO, so I probably a broadwing. Oh, is that another one? Is it a pair? Maybe. So I'm reading a lit RPG, Bronze Level Brewer. I forget who wrote it. It's a really long book. It's not as long as Tale of Genji, but it's a really long book. And I almost didn't get through the sample.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's... The writing in the beginning is kind of... rough. But the story itself, the characters, the story have grown on me. Has grown on me. Check to make sure where this car is coming from. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm looking forward to getting back so I can read some more. I'll check this for science thing. I can't see the screen. And it's locked, so... Somewhere on here there are keys, but in this brilliant sunlight I can't see them. Let me step into my office. Well, it seems to have recorded almost 24 minutes. I'm just ambling along here today. I am, however, at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.